Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
Welcome, everyone, to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show here live at the Black Bear Cafe in the beautiful town of Canton. I'm Joshua Simmons, and we got a regular group this morning here with my brother Caleb and Coach Ricky Brindley. And, Coach, don't think there's any question, any doubt, not necessarily the start we were looking for last night, but we talked on our ride home, and we've talked with you off air, just some first impressions on the football team that we were against last night over there at Brevard.
Brevard had a fantastic football team. It was very obvious after being out there and playing them for four quarters. They were a complete team, complete across the board, whether it was up front on offense and defense or the back end, the skill kids, tremendous athletes, did a great job in space, did a great job tackling. Their linebackers stood out to us, and we knew that it was a formidable task, and it certainly proved to be.
Yeah, Coach, we've talked a lot about the fact that, you know, Pisgah went out there, put forth a great effort, but you were up against a very strong opponent last night and a team that's probably going to do really well this season. Talk a little bit about what impressed you the most about that Brevard team that we went against.
We really believe they're a state championship contender. You know, they lost last year to Reidsville in the third round. We believe they can beat Reidsville this year, and they certainly believe they can beat Reidsville and go on and win a state championship. You know, I think the thing that stands out with them just is their sheer physicality and the depth that they had. I know they almost platooned on offense and defense. You know, they had quite a bit of guys that were one-way guys and were certainly as talented on both sides of the ball as anything we had ever seen. I know in 2016 we went to South Point in the third round, played what I thought was possibly the best defense I'd ever seen. In 2016, they beat us 42-0. We couldn't budge it, and it felt very similar to that last night, just with the sheer physicality and team speed that they had.
And one thing we noted, Coach, from the booth, from our vantage point, was how they controlled the real first half. We don't have in front of us our time possession stats, but we talked about it on air. It just seemed like we could not keep our offense on the field, and they did a great job of just running clock. They would kind of chunk away, not really they had some big plays, but a lot of their drives were longer drives, and I think that's something that really kind of put us in some tough spots offensively where our field position was and some things like that. And the style of play that they ended up, just some downhill running, I think that affected, and I don't know if it felt like from your vantage point, the first half something like it just flew by.
It did. It certainly did. It was a situation where we didn't have very many possessions, and the reason for that is because it was a three and out punt, and then they were back on the field, and they were taking it 4, 5, 6 yards at a time, and just chewing that clock. We needed to be able to move the chains, keep their offense off the field, and try to put together sustained drives, and we felt like, you know, there were some things that we were going to try to be able to take advantage of. We knew their defensive ends were exceptional. We knew we had to be able to block them in pass pro. Did not feel like it was to our advantage to solo block them. We needed to be able to double team them at times whenever we were throwing the football. And, you know, we tried to be able to create some of those matchups, and their interior guys were able to get some push.
Yeah, I know we really struggled a little bit in pass pro and different things, but we had some things as well, though. I know we talked a lot about how the offense really struggled, but the defense, while, you know, Brevard put up 35 points, we saw some sparks of life from our defense that looked really good last night. What would you speak to about the defensive play of Pisgah?
We were phenomenal on defense. You know, anytime you have to take as many snaps as they did, you're going to wear down. You're going to become fatigued towards the end of the night. But when you look at the breakdown, it was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. It was really 7-0 with, I don't know, about a minute to go in the first half. And the wheels kind of came off there when they were able to score that second touchdown, create the turnover, score again right before half, and it'd be 21-0. You know, but we felt good about our ability to tackle, particularly in space. Jacob Cruz-Reyes, Matthew Mahaffey, Carter Browning, those guys were fantastic tacklers in space. And, you know, I thought our big boys did a good job up front on the defensive line. We were able to rotate them pretty significantly, get quite a few guys playing, and you know, they did a great job in the first half. I think they got fatigued the longer we went.
Yeah, I think, Coach, the thing we noted was our open field tackling. Not a lot of missed tackles. I mean, we didn't chart really any missed tackles last night. And a lot of those were one-on-one tackles. I know we won a gang tackle, but our guys that were out in space, they made great solo tackles on some really shifty players that Brevard had. Is that a point of emphasis that you guys have had, not only in the week of preparation for practice, but also through the summer, that you were happy to see really kind of come through last night?
It has been. You know, we've always believed that that great tacklers can create a great defense. And when you're playing a team like Brevard, who's going to be able to get it out in the open field because of their sheer athleticism, you got to be able to make those solo tackles, and you got to be able to do a great job rallying to help the guy that's out there by himself. And I thought our kids did a fantastic job tackling in the open field.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of those guys. We called their names several times last night. Carter Browning, Jacob Cruz-Reyes did a great job, I felt like, supporting the run from his safety position and being able to step in there and make some big plays and some big tackles out in space. As we said, against a Brevard team that had really a host of athletes that they can give the ball to. And so kudos to our guys for being able to step up and be able to do that.
Coach, from offensively, you know, we mentioned we couldn't really get any momentum. And I think that was a tough part for us. We had the big interception. Matthew Mahaffey, like as you said, kept it scoreless, got some good field position off of that. But another thing, Coach, we noted their kicker put us in some deep spots in our own territory on the kickoff game that really kind of put us behind the chains to get going.
It was really difficult when he would kick that thing down inside the five. It was, you know, a situation where we needed to field that thing and try to get a return going. But at that point, they had gotten down there pretty good, and sustaining blocks that long on a kickoff return is difficult. When that ball's kicked that deep, it benefited us sometimes when that thing went into the end zone. You know, and a touchback was the best case scenario.
Yes, sir. One other thing that we talked about last night just as we were watching it was how well, and you spoke to it, their linebackers kind of came up and just tracked our run game. You know, our pullers just had trouble kind of finding those linebackers. And you know, I think as we move forward to Inca, and I know you talked about it last week's show, we want to be a downhill running football team. And I think that's going to improve. I don't think, as you said, we'll see a tougher group of defensive linemen that we'll have to block the rest of the year.
No, there's no chance. And we knew that. We knew that going in. There had been a lot of coaches in West North Carolina that had seen Brevard at various camps with their offense and defensive line, and they had made note of it. They had certainly pointed that out to me, and we knew. We knew how good they were going to be. Their defensive ends were veteran guys. One of them is a returning Western North Carolina Defensive Player of the Year. The other one is a three-year starter, very physical player, plays with great motor. And they're coached very well and did a really good job executing their game plan.
We will be back to talk more with Coach Brindley about a couple of big plays that Pisgah had in last night's contest on the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
At the Black Bear Cafe with head coach Ricky Brindley. Coach, let's talk about something I think that's always important in football games, turnovers. We had a great interception there in the first half, and we had a couple turnovers go against us. How did that kind of flip the game last night in Brevard's favor?
we needed to be able to score. Matt made a great read, made a great pick there, returned that thing inside their territory. We needed to be able to put points on the board, potentially go up 7-0 right there. It was a momentum swing that we needed to take advantage of. Immediately took a shot. A lot of times after a turnover, that's a great opportunity to take a shot. We took the deep ball to Jake, didn't complete it there, and then needed to be able to go second and third down and get close to an opportunity to move the chains on fourth down. Weren't able to do that, and I think that's a momentum swing. You know, anytime you have a turnover and you get it into their territory, sudden change situation, they're able to get a stop. That helped them greatly. And then I think when you look at the turnover we had right before the first half, inside the red zone, at that point we're down 13-0. They're able to capitalize. They're able to get points right before the half to make it 21-0, and that really hurt us. Anytime you go down, I think, three scores going into halftime, it can affect you mentally. It can become a situation where your kids are despondent a little bit about the situation. And I thought our kids came back out in the second half and fought. They faced adversity, and then they stood up to it. They didn't cower. They didn't run. They didn't cry. They stood up, and they faced the adversity that had been placed in front of them. The last turnover we had there, the interception that ended up leading to points again, kudos to their linebacker. He's an experienced guy, made a great play, really gave us a false read pre-snap, and then was able to jump a route that really we didn't anticipate based on his alignment and based on what he had done. Kudos to him. Good football player, and we ended up suffering some points there as well.
You mentioned Matthew Mahaffey. Number five there for Pisgah with the big interception. That was a big, as you said, could have been a big momentum swing. Unfortunately, unable to capitalize on that. He also had a big play there in the beginning of the second half of the third quarter. We forced Brevard to punt, came out in that first, coming out after halftime, really doing exactly what you wanted to do, giving them to a quick three and out, forcing them to punt. They had a bad punt, and I believe it was Mahaffey again, picked the ball up there. And just a great football player, as we were talking about, really enabled to see the entire field, making a smart plan to pick that ball up and get us in deep into Brevard's territory.
It was really a situation that was funny looking at it in hindsight. They kicked it. We made a Peter call, and our kids started running off the field, and their kids started running off the field, which is something that should never happen if you're the punt team.
Yes.
And, you know, Matt is just a savvy football player, and he picked that thing up and took off with it. And for their sake, I guess, they did have a couple of guys that continued to pursue the football and try to tackle the returner there. But it was a great opportunity for us to put one in the end zone. And all of a sudden, it could have been 21-7. We gained a little momentum there, had a penalty that set us back a little bit, and we weren't able to capitalize again.
Yeah, we talked, Coach. We thought that was really the turning point of the second half from our view from the booth. You know, you got a great run there by Pope. He finally kind of broke outside, got down inside the 10, first time we'd been in the red zone. And unfortunately, a penalty backed us up, and we weren't able to ended up turning over on downs. But we spoke with you even after the game last night. That was our chance to kind of really make it a football game in the fourth quarter, which was our goal all week. Mm-hmm. We had talked about just trying to get that into the fourth quarter.
Yep. And I think if we do that and it's 21-7 and we can get another stop somewhere there late in the third quarter, then we can make it a football game. We can have a puncher's chance. And really, you know, we knew if we get to the fourth quarter against this bunch and it's a tight ball game, we felt like we had an opportunity to potentially win, and we wanted to be able to do that. And that was our chance, and unfortunately we didn't capitalize. But I think you learn and you grow from that. I think your players grow from that. I think as coaches we grow from that, and we learn a lot about our football team, and it benefits us down the road.
Coaches, we kind of begin to wrap this game up and putting Brevard behind us. One thing I did want to speak to before we do that, though, is talk a little bit about the attitude of your players. It was impressive last night to still see, you know, you're down on the road, first game. You still had guys out there fighting every day. Talk a little bit about that attitude that you saw on the field.
I think the thing that's important for us, and it has been since day one, is that we're going to win together, we're going to lose together, we're going to fight together. You know, we're going to have shared adversity, we're going to have shared suffering, so to speak, together. And when that kind of thing happens, you want your kids to be able to show great character. You want them to be great teammates and great men who are there for one another. That is an inspiring thing to know that our kids last night didn't begin pointing fingers. We didn't begin to blame each other. It didn't begin to blame coaching or anything of that nature. It was we were a together team, and I think that's important moving forward. That can certainly benefit us down the road.
this is one of those what I like to call character building type games. You know, you come out and you have a really tough loss, a really tough game, and it's kind of when you begin to see the type of kids and what your team's made of.
Yep.
What's the leadership kind of from your leaders on the team right now as they're trying to help rally the guys as we prepare for this coming week?
I had some really good conversations with Aaron Clark and with Carter Browning last night after the game, and those two guys respectively lead both sides of the football for us, and certainly you want your quarterback to be able to do that, and your middle linebacker on defense that plays a big part. They both have great maturity. They understand that it wasn't our night. It certainly wasn't, and kudos to Brevard for being able to execute the way they did. They will show up Monday. They'll show up ready to work. I told them after the game, we're not going to show up looking at the ground or pouting or feeling sorry for ourselves. We're going to get back up on the horse, and we're going to go.
We noted how, even at the end of the game, our kids kept their head high. You didn't see anybody, you know, dropping their shoulders, anything like that, and how well our athletes. But also, Coach, we noted before game how packed that stadium was, and the Pisgah faithful. We didn't see anybody hit up early. You know, the game was pretty much out of hand there late in the fourth quarter, and Caleb and I would just look across that field. And the support that we continually have and you guys continually have in this community, they stood strong for you last night. That'll mean a lot for the rest of the season.
It will. It will. And then, you know, we had great fans, certainly a great community, people that were there to support us and these kids, and that was a great thing to see.
Yes, sir. So we're going to turn our attention toward Inca. I know Inca with a big win last night put up a lot of points. We're going to talk about them when we come back here on the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show here live from Black Bear Cafe on WPTL Radio.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for over 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a summer tune-up. It's hot out, and the last thing you want is your air conditioner not working. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343.
Welcome back here, folks, to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show live from the Black Bear Cafe. And, Coach, let's talk about just the excitement. Now we get to come home and play right here at Pisgah Memorial Stadium. And how excited are you to be able to have a home opener this Friday night in front of our fans here in Canton?
It's going to be a great experience. I'm sure our kids are excited about being able to walk across that bridge, see it packed, see people here to support them, and then run out in front of their home crowd on our opening night. I know that will be a big deal for them, and to welcome a great opponent, somebody we got great history with, has played them many, many times over the years at Inca High School.
Coach, Inca put up 48 points last night against Owen. What are you kind of looking to see from them?
It's still yet to be determined. We did get a scrimmage film where we were able to see about 20 snaps against Mitchell in a driving rainstorm, so we're not quite sure exactly what we're going to get. We've initiated the trade with Inca online through Huddle, but haven't been able to complete that trade yet. So as soon as I leave here, we'll complete that trade and we'll get to work on them. You know, I'll be curious to see. They've typically been an 11 personnel type team, a little bit of spread. I did see them in some 21 personnel. They were in some I-formation stuff. So we'll be curious to see what we get.
Coach, what will your focus be this week of practice? Just getting back to basics or some things that we know we can do well as we play Inca Friday night?
I think it's still for us. It's about up front. It's about our kids understanding, you know, which leg do we load, how do we step, things like that, head placement, hand placement. When it comes to us up front on the offensive line, we want to make sure that we continue to grow, continue to get better there, and who we are now is not who we're going to be 8, 9, 10 weeks from now. And, of course, it is about continuing to tackle well, continuing to hone in on those things that helped us be successful at times on defense.
I know you still haven't gotten the film yet, but any specific guys you're looking, you know, that's going to be a point of emphasis right now for Inca? Or
They did have a big back last year. I do remember him. He was a JV football player. I did see him on film there for the varsity. I think he's a sophomore. Looked like he was well over 200 pounds, probably about 6 foot tall. Ran it very, very hard. So that's a kid that stood out with his ability to potentially go 3 yards in a cloud of dust. We got to make sure that we are, from a pad level standpoint, we're where we're supposed to be when it comes to tackling and things like that, to make sure that kid's not falling forward.
Coach, you mentioned some defensive players. We had a lot of kids last night that I think saw their first Friday Night Lights. We know a couple for sure. Who were you also impressed with, just how they handled themselves, first time they'd really had their pads on a Friday night?
We have a lot of our defensive linemen in particular that are first-time varsity players, whether it's Jordan Capps or Zach Shove or Jace Creason, C.J. Webb. A lot of the guys that we rely on Friday nights are first-time varsity players. They played JVs for 2 years, had good success there. We're coached by the same guys that they're coached by now, but it was a new experience. Anytime you're playing a different speed, a different physicality, from a Thursday to a Friday night, I thought our guys did a really good job, being able to handle that environment, particularly up front. And, we just want to see those guys continue to grow, continue to get better. And by the time we get to week 8, 9, 10, they're seasoned varsity football players.
I think sometimes folks don't understand, maybe from our point of view even, the difference from a Thursday and Friday night. And you mentioned that, how the speed of the game, just how it changes. And, when you're a sophomore going up against freshmen that have never played on Thursday night, and now you're a junior going up against experienced senior linemen, and how they've had a whole season of varsity football, and that does make a difference.
I think it is so underestimated. JV football is great. It's a great learning experience for those young kids, but they've not had the weight room for the 3 to 4 years that these 18-year-old seniors have. And it plays a huge difference just in their ability to be physical and their athleticism, but then I think also just the mind game that goes into the Friday night and the way that an 18-year-old senior who's played varsity football for a couple years is his understanding, and the game slowed down a little bit for him.
Coach, you've had some guys get on the field a little bit more due to some injuries. We had Landon Poe playing both ways last night. Kale Holloway, freshman, starting at the wideout position. We're going to be seeing that again in the next week, Versinka?
We are. We'll probably see a lot of the same guys again, at least for the foreseeable future, for a few weeks, till we get some guys healthy, get some guys back, whether it's Jackson Batista at linebacker. Certainly missed him last night. That's a sophomore starter. I think he was the leading tackler on last year's football team that wasn't available last night. Getting Kenyon Moore back will be huge. You're talking about a potential All-West North Carolina, all-conference type guy in the secondary and at wide receiver, who is a great football player, particularly when it's in his hands.
And, Coach, speaking of that, we did seem, in a game sometimes gets a little lopsided late. From our viewpoint, we talked to you off air, we stayed mostly healthy, a couple tweaks, but nothing serious coming out of last night's contest, correct?
We did. We had a couple of slight ankle sprains, a couple of potential bone bruise type things, just your wear and tear, the way, football is. And we've always talked to our guys about the healthiest you'll ever be is right before the season starts. You're always going to play with something hurting, something banged up. And you can't run to the trainer. You can't go there and sit a week out just because you've got a bump or a bruise.
Yeah, we used to talk a lot about there's a difference between being hurt and being injured. If you play football, you're gonna usually play a little hurt.
You are.
There's a difference between, though, being hurt and injured. And so seeing those guys and even seeing that last night, we saw a couple guys get tweaked. I think we saw Mahaffey go down with a little tweak there, but back in the game pretty quick. Just showing the toughness of those guys being able to get back out there and play hard.
And a lot of times it's more mental toughness than it is physical toughness to be able to push yourself through the pain that you're experiencing. A lot of times these guys can handle the physical pain, but it's done through just their mental strength and mental toughness.
We will be back with Coach Brindley here live at the Black Bear Cafe on the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
For your hometown tax services, you can rely on Robin G. Black CPA, located at 165 Park Street, right beside the Canton Post Office, specializing in individual and corporate taxes, along with bookkeeping services, audit and nonprofit, and local government. So free yourself from tax and bookkeeping worries today. See Robin G. Black, 165 Park Street, or online at rblack4cpa@gmail.com or phone 492-0599.
Everybody around town knows Poppy from Piska Tire, and now Poppy is back. All Poppy's old customers are invited back to Pisgah Tire for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Pisgah Tire on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Coach Ricky Brinley Show here live at the Black Bear Cafe. And Coach, home opener this weekend. We're getting excited about it. Be happy to just be in the confines of our stadium. I know it's great for you, great for us too. Caleb up in the booth. We'll be happy to be up there with our folks and just talk a little bit as we go into Inca. We got some non-conference games coming up. How important it's going to be to get some positive momentum built at, before we get into that conference schedule.
It is. You want to be able to build upon things. You certainly want to be successful. You want to leave each and every Friday night with a W. But I think for us, we've got to be able to trust the process of are we getting better as an individual, and then are we getting better as a team collectively. And I think that our kids have bought into that. I think they understand the importance and the significance of what we do in practice and how we're attempting to help them get better to build upon a winning culture and season that we want to create here this year. I think our kids have they've understood, and I think they've really done a good job. And we've talked about coachability. They've all done a great job with that. They've all been willing to listen and learn and continue to grow.
Coach, opening game is under your belt. It's gone and done. Again, not exactly how we hoped it would turn out. But now you're in the process of moving forward. Talk a little bit about the mindset that you try to instill in your players of, okay, hey, the first game jitters are done. Now let's get into the grind of the season.
It is, and it's always difficult. When you get into the second, third, fourth non-conference game before you get into the conference season, you want to make sure that your kids understand the process of taking care of their bodies on the weekends because it's a physical game. It's a violent game. And they've got to be able to take care of their bodies. They got to eat. They got to sleep. They've got to make sure that they're hydrating the way they're supposed to. And you try to emphasize those things. They got to get treatment for the bumps and the bruises and things like that that Holly does such a good job with, whether it's ankle rehab or knee rehab or just the ice. They've got to be able to take care of their bodies to make sure that we are prepared each and every Friday night.
Coach, we talked on the way home last night. You know, throw that game out. Doesn't really affect anything we're trying to do for the season. You know, you still got your aspirations to win a conference title. That's still right in front of you. You still got a great chance to win a lot of football games. So talk about that with your team and how, you know, your goal should still be everything right in front of you.
It is. It is. Our goals are still out there because I think your goal every year at Pisgah High School is to be the conference champion. That's always the goal. And non-conference games do not play a part in that. They're great dress rehearsals for what you're trying to accomplish, and you certainly want to win them. But you've got to be able to evaluate what you did well, what you struggled at, and then be able to regroup and move forward and put one foot in front of the other.
So, Coach, we're coming into the home opener. I know we're excited to see the community come and rally around this team. I think we had mentioned that the Bear Walk this Friday is going to be at 5:50. So it's your opportunity to just speak to the fans that are going to be there this weekend. What would you want to encourage them with as we get ready for this home opener?
We hope to see you there. We hope that you are excited about our home opener, about our opportunity to compete and play with Inca. It's certainly going to be a great environment, and we hope that you're there.
Yes, sir. The JVs will go over to Inca on Thursday night. Varsity home opener Friday night at 7:30 kickoff. We will be live at 6:30 from the WPTL press box there at Pisgah Memorial Stadium. Coach Brinley, as always, we appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to a great contest with the Inca Jets on Friday night, and get us in that win column as we just continue to embark on this great 2024 high school football season. You've been listening to the Coach Ricky Brinley Show here live from the Black Bear Cafe on WPTL Radio.